Wicca is a pagan religion that taps into the magic of nature. At a church outside Barneveld, Wiccans have formed a community that dates back 4 decades.
I've had personal experiences which a lot of people would identify as magical in nature. There would be fleeting moments where you would find a specific tree, and in a way that it's hard to describe unless you've done it, it would silently speak to me in a way. We'll go down the hill and over that bridge, and then we'll head just up the trail there.
Okay.
I would stop and still myself and find myself in a state of peace and well-being that I didn't have elsewhere in my life. We'll be just taking a left up here. My name is Robert Paxton, and I am a minister with Circle Sanctuary. Circle Sanctuary is a pagan church that has its physical locale just outside of Barneveld, Wisconsin. It has been in existence since 1974. We own a 200-acre plot of land, which used to be a small family dairy farm. We have about 30 ministers scattered literally coast to coast here in America. But everything really sort of comes back to this specific place, this nature preserve. So this space that we're standing in now is the fire circle. In the center, we have a ring of stones. That's where the fire itself takes place. There is a much larger ring around it made of peat moss, and that's sort of the dancing ground where people physically work themselves up into an ecstatic space by dancing throughout the night. Misconceptions about us are, well, there's all of the stereotypical ones, right? You know, the people with pointy hats, bubbling stuff around in cauldrons. You know, and I can tell you that that's not true. We don't put hexes on people. What we're really kind of about is improving our own lives. You know, one of the prime tenets that you have in Wicca is know thyself. Growth, personally, is the only way to move forward in the world. Yes, I absolutely plan on being buried here. It's possible for a person to have meaning in life intertwine with a specific plot of land, and that appears to be what has happened to me, and I could not imagine wanting to be laid to rest elsewhere.
Wisconsin Life is produced by Erica Janik. It's a co-production of Wisconsin Public Radio and Wisconsin Public Television in partnership with the Wisconsin Humanities Council. Additional support comes from Lowell and Mary Peterson of Appleton. Find more online at wisconsinlife.org.
And joining us now to talk more about the Wicca and pagan community in Wisconsin is Reverend Selena Fox, a senior minister of Circle Sanctuary. Selena, welcome to Central Time.
Great to be here.
Well, can you describe for us the overall mission of Circle Sanctuary?
We help individuals connect with the divine through nature. And we see ourselves as being part of a larger effort to bring about greater well-being to the planet as a whole, not only helping to improve relations amongst people of different paths, different countries, different languages, cultures, but having humankind itself be in better relation with the rest of the natural world.
And tell us about the grounds there. What was it about this place that made it a good match for the mission of Circle Sanctuary?
We looked for land for 4 years. We wanted it to be a place of natural beauty, ideally land that did not have toxic chemicals in it, and a place that had a variety of different ecosystems. it came to us literally in a dream, and I realized upon having a dream and seeing this wonderful piece of land, and this was year number four in our search, that it must be up for sale. I went to our office. We had a small office in Mount Horeb at the time, and had a staff meeting that morning, and one of our temporary workers who was from the local area said, "Oh, I know a place that came up for sale." Well, it turned out that was the land. I see the land choosing us as much as us choosing the land.
And I've read that you have established or you're going to establish one of the first green cemeteries in the country, and the first one here in Wisconsin. Where are you with that right now?
We actually are celebrating our 20th anniversary this month. We were one of the first green cemeteries in the U.S. We were founded back in 1995. Why 1995? Since we had the land since 1983, that's when we finished paying off the land and got title to it. And in 2010, we became Wisconsin's first green cemetery. We not only have the option of having cremains scattered and interred, but since 2010, we can do full body natural burials.
And tell us a little bit more about that green burial, natural burials, as you say. What's unique about that?
We're taking a really old human practice of putting an unembalmed body in a biodegradable container, a shroud, a pine box, or some other container, into the earth to decompose, and combining it with intentional preservation of green space. I'm really thankful that more people are starting to see it's important to green the end of life as well as green the life as we are living it. I'm going to be speaking at an international interfaith conference in a few days, the Parliament of the World's Religions. And on the final day of the conference, I'll be talking about green cemeteries and greening the end of life. Something that's important not only for people of nature religion, and pagan religion is part of nature religion, but increasingly people of many walks of life, philosophies and beliefs and no belief are embracing the greening the end of life concept.
Talking to Reverend Selena Fox, Senior Minister of Circle Sanctuary. And you just mentioned you're speaking at Parliament of the World's Religions, working with people from other faiths. How do you explain your religion to people from different spiritual or faith backgrounds?
I've been involved with Parliament since the centennials in 1993. And one of the things that I talk about is that communing with the divine in natural settings is, while that may be a central focus of nature religion, you're going to find that across the world's religions as well. And I think that nature mysticism that goes across religious boundaries does connect us all together. And one of the themes of this particular parliament is really looking for ways that humans from different beliefs, faith traditions, philosophies, can come together, work together, take direct action to counter climate change. I see that as really important. My husband, Dr. Dennis Carpenter, and I are going to be doing a presentation at the Parliament on eco-psychology and climate change. And we're going to take a look at climate change and belief. What propels people to action? What causes people to deny it? And most importantly, what are some ways we can move forward to work together for a more sustainable world?
Now, you find the magical and the mystical in nature. What about, as you look at this climate change goal, what do you want other people to know who don't have that same faith background about our relationship with the planet?
Well, certainly those who value science, and we do, the vast majority of people in the scientific arena recognize that climate change is happening and that humans are impacting this. So part of what we think is important is to have some conversations about this, and whether people really understand that or not, to heighten awareness that there are many people that hold this worldview and that we all are interconnected, whether that's a core belief of each person's own faith tradition or not. Increasingly, I've been seeing through my interreligious networking, not only in the Madison area, but across the country and around the world, that people are recognizing that there are sources of environmental support and action in all the world's religions. And what I've seen happen at past Parliament of the World's Religions are a number of really deep and wonderful conversations about this, and most importantly, going beyond exchanging viewpoints and ideas to finding ways we can work together to create a healthier world.
Reverend Fox, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you for having me, and blessings of the new moon.
Reverend Selena Fox is a senior minister of Circle Sanctuary.